Hey, chatters. Join me and the professor in the world of AI at Uplimit and YU Global's courses, where theory meets action. Experience a hands-on learning journey using chatbots to solidify your skills throughout the courses. Perfect for every learner, from beginners to advanced, our diverse range of courses ensures there's something for everyone. Uplimit combines self-paced learning with live seminars and office hours, while YU Global offers comprehensive asynchronous study with support when you need it. Both grant prestigious certificates upon completion. Save 10% with code AIFORALL in all caps and the number 4 for Uplimit courses and 20% with Synaptic20 for YU Global courses. Start your path to AI exploration today. Enroll now at synapticlabs.ai/courses. Murderbots. Artificial intelligence in the realm of warfare is a double-edged sword, promising a future where the grim tally of war's casualties might be dramatically reduced, yet simultaneously casting a long shadow over the prospect of peace. As we stand at this crossroads, we must ponder whether AI will shepherd us into an era of tranquility or plunge us deeper into the throes of an arms race. The allure of precision and restraint. The proponents of AI in military applications herald a vision of conflict transformed. They speak of precision-guided munitions, of drones that can discern combatants from civilians with unerring accuracy, and of strategic calculations so refined that the fog of war is lifted, revealing a path to swift victory with minimal bloodshed. The allure is undeniable, a world where the chaos of battle is tamed, where the collateral damage that stains the pages of history is washed clean. In this envisioned future, AI could serve as an infallible advisor to commanders, offering insights gleaned from vast data troves that no human mind could hope to encompass. The promise is that of a scalpel, where once there was only the bludgeon. A promise that beckons us with the siren song of a more humane warfare, if such a paradox can even exist. The specter of an arms race. Yet, for every dream of a sanitized conflict, there lurks a nightmare of escalation. The very capabilities that make AI an asset in the hands of the virtuous make it a weapon of terrifying potency in the grasp of the malevolent. The democratization of AI technology means that it is not just the domain of nation-states, but can also fall into the hands of non-state actors, insurgents, and terrorists. The threshold for initiating conflict lowers as the human cost diminishes, at least for those wielding the technology. The specter of an arms race looms large, a race not of stockpiled warheads, but of algorithms and autonomous systems. The pursuit of AI supremacy could become the new measure of military might. A contest where the prize is not just victory, but survival. As nations vie for the upper hand, the risk is not just the proliferation of AI weapons, but the erosion of international norms and the destabilization of the precious balance that keeps the peace. The risk of authoritarian control. Moreover, the integration of AI into the sinews of military power presents a risk that extends beyond the battlefield. Authoritarian regimes may find in AI a tool not just for external conquest, but for internal control. The same systems that can identify a sniper's perch can surveil a city square. The same algorithms that predict enemy movements can anticipate dissent. The potential for abuse is as vast as the technology's capabilities, and the line between security and oppression becomes blurred. In the hands of such regimes, AI becomes an instrument of fear, a means to cement their grip on the power. The implications for global stability are profound, for when a government turns the machinery of war upon its own people, the consequences resonate far beyond its borders. Steering toward a future of peace. As we navigate this uncharted territory, we must ask ourselves, are we the masters of this technology, or are we its servants? The path to peace is not paved with passive hope, but with active steering. It requires a commitment to transparency, to international cooperation, and to the establishment of robust norms that govern the use of AI in warfare. We must foster a dialogue that transcends borders, one that includes not just the technologists and the strategists, but the ethicists and the public. The decisions we make today will echo through the annals of tomorrow, and we bear the weight of that responsibility. In the end, AI in warfare presents us with a choice. We can allow it to lead us into a new arms race, a spiral of suspicion and hostility, or we can harness its potential to protect life and preserve peace. The path we choose will define not just the nature of conflict, but the character of our civilization. Let us choose wisely, with eyes wide open to the risks and hearts attuned to the promise of a world where the machinery of war becomes an instrument of peace. Reflection. We are diving headfirst into a new era in military technology. It is imperative that we, as a global community, take decisive action to ensure that the use of AI in warfare is governed by ethical principles in international law. We must not be passive observers, but active participants in shaping the role AI plays in our future. Here are steps we can take to steer towards a future of peace. Demand transparency by calling upon governments and military organizations to be transparent about their AI programs and the ethical considerations they entail. Transparency is the bedrock of trust and accountability. Support international dialogue by encouraging your representatives to engage in international discussions aimed at establishing clear norms and treaties for the use of AI in warfare, much like the Geneva Conventions have done for conventional warfare. Promote ethical research by advocating for research funding to be directed towards AI applications that prioritize the preservation of life and the prevention of suffering, rather than the development of autonomous weapon systems. Educate and engage. Inform yourself and others about the implications of AI in warfare. Participate in public forums, support organizations working towards peace, and engage in conversations that raise awareness about the potential consequences of AI in military use. Vote for peace. Exercise your democratic rights to vote for leaders who are committed to maintaining peace and stability, and who understand the importance of ethical considerations in the deployment of AI technologies. By taking these actions, we can contribute to a future where AI serves humanity rather than leading us into an era of uncontrolled arms races and potential devastation. Meditations. To further engage with the topic and encourage a deeper understanding of the issues at hand, consider the following reflection questions. What ethical boundaries should be put in place to govern the development and use of AI in military applications? How can we ensure these boundaries are respected by all parties? In a future where AI systems may make life and death decisions, who should be held accountable for the actions of these systems? How can we preserve human accountability in the use of AI in warfare? How can we prevent the proliferation of AI military technology from exacerbating global inequities and power imbalances? What role should international organizations play in this? Given that AI technologies have both civilian and military applications, how can we encourage the positive uses of AI while mitigating the risks associated with its weaponization? Imagine a world where AI has been fully integrated into military operations. What does this world look like in terms of international stability, human rights, and the nature of conflict? Are there ways to ensure this future is one of peace rather than perpetual warfare? By reflecting on these questions and engaging in the conversation, we can contribute to a collective understanding and help shape a future where AI is used as an instrument for maintaining peace rather than a tool for waging war.